Hello, and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So, come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each Tuesday, I will share with you a different story or two. These stories are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. Today, I will be sharing Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Shendack. Where the Wild Things Are. The knight wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another. His mother called him, "Wild Thing!" And Max said, "I'll eat you up!" So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew and grew and grew until his ceiling hung with vines. And the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat just for Max. And he sailed off through night and day, and in and out of weeks, and almost over a whole year to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars. Roar! And they showed their terrible teeth. Ew! And rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. Till Max said, "Be still!" And he tamed them with the magic trick of staring into their yellow eyes without even blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all. They made him king of all the wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start." "Now stop," Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then all around, from far across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." The wild things roared their terrible roars. Roar! And showed their terrible teeth. Ugh! And they rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max just stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye and sailed back over a year and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still piping hot. The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today and that you will join us again next week for another story or two. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslins@gmail.com. That is mamaroslins@gmail.com. I would like to leave you with this today. If you see someone without a smile, give them one of yours. By Miss Dolly Parton. Until next time, my friends, be blessed.